Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Jizz Talking for a Sunday. We are here with Ruby Lynn. Ruby, how are we doing today?
I am great. Watching my Seahawks lose, of course. Nothing
Well,
new there lately.
yeah, but one of your guys got me like 20 points today, so I'm not really disappointed. So my fantasy team, because
Give me another hard cider and we'll talk about this later.
some days that's the fantasies I get, just the football. Anyway, but you are here. Website, iamrubylyn.com. Lynn is with an E on the end of it. Don't forget that we are on Twitter at Jizz Talking. And of course, our website, jizztalking.com. Also, I hate to pander, but you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@JizzTalking. So we got all that bookwork out of the way. Ruby, let's talk about what you've been up to lately. What's going on with you?
Oh gosh, lots of things. Just returned at the 1st of November from a media tour in New York, and then went out to New Jersey for Exotica. Shot a lot of hot content, so I'm just starting to edit all that.
As we say in Iowa, you're busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Well, there you go.
Maybe they say it in other places too. Anyway, you started out with a book. Is that correct?
I
That's kind of how
did. So I
you
wrote a
did.
book, released
Okay.
it in September. Been touring, LA, New York, promoting the book.
Okay, that's fantastic. Let's talk about how you got started on that book called Granny Panties, correct?
That's right. Yep. Granny Panties, how I made a fortune selling my worn undies. And that is exactly how I got into this business. So that, quickly became my brand. Is the leopard granny panties.
Right. I sold Kelly Richards wanted me to sell some panties for her one time. So I
Gotcha.
said, well, you get them all ready to go and I'll sell them. So I got the panties and they're full. I opened the bag and it smelled like she'd had them in an ashtray
Oh.
of cigarette smoke. So I sold one pair and gave the rest back to her and said, hey, you can just, do the rest of that.
You
So
can have them.
you can have them back. But I did, my wife did wash them. And so she
That's
says,
so funny.
why am I washing another lady's panties?
Hey, in
So
this business, you never know what you're
you
doing. But
never
yeah,
know.
that's how I started. Buyers started requesting videos of things being done wearing the panties, if you want to use your imagination there. And so that was the birth of content. And I thought, I'm quite a business entrepreneur, so I thought I'm going to be able to repurpose these clips and make money. And so I started looking at clip sites and stumbled across many vids and then live webcam, and it just morphed from there.
All right. Hey, we want to say a big howdy to Erica Ryko. Erica, how you doing?
Hey, how have you been?
Good, real good. It's great to have you along. I haven't seen you for a while.
I've just been taking a lot of time off, as I told you when you were out here in LA, and just doing a little bit here and a little bit there.
Well, good. Excellent. Cash
Yeah,
out.
keeping kind of a low profile.
Good,
How are you?
good, good. Just here with Ruby Lynn. And
Yeah,
she's
we've kind of traded stuff,
Yeah,
on
nice to meet
Twitter.
you.
Likewise, I know we've online, but I've been on kind of a long hiatus, and just
Yeah.
a little bit back then. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to
Good.
see you.
Honestly, likewise.
All right, James is with us. James, go ahead with a question for Ruby Lynn.
Okay, wonderful to see you, Ruby.
Good to see you.
All right. I've watched you performed a lot of video with Beth McKenna, with Beth and her wife Olivia.
Yes.
And what is it like working with Beth? Because those are two of the most wonderful people I've ever met.
Oh my gosh. We had so much fun. So we shot, we took an entire day actually and shot when we were at Chicago Exotica earlier this year.
Oh.
And wow, I mean, we li literally started at like 9 o'clock in the morning and didn't finish until four.
I know.
And what would happen is we would get chatting because we just found out we have a lot in common. And yes, they are both amazing women. And pretty soon it's like, oh God, we got to shoot this scene.
Right. I remember meeting them at Chicago, and We had breakfast together when I think it was the first day that they were there. And I invited them. I said, well, let's go get dinner after. But she said that she was going to be working so much
Yeah.
that whole weekend. Both of them were going to be working so much. So that never happened. But I love your work. I love the stuff that
Thank
you do with
you.
them. And just
Thank you.
great to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah, they are a blast and like we've become friends. So
Yeah,
that's really cool.
they're both
Yeah,
wonderful
that's the
people.
best thing about this business, I think, is just meeting new people and yeah.
And that's the thing too. I probably saw you at Exotica because I saw Beth eating breakfast, and but you don't know who you don't know,
Right.
and not a lot of people, at 8 in the morning with their hair screwed on crooked or a baseball cap on want to come over and have a picture or anything like that. But Beth's always so nice. She's done our show before, and she's just a real sweetheart. Hey,
She
we
sure
want to say
is.
howdy to Jamie's with us. Jamie, get you unmuted here, and it's great to see you again. How you coming along? How you doing?
Good. Thank you. Hi, Ruby. Great to
Hello.
see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
I love your book, by the way, that you autographed for me. So it's
Thank
awesome.
you.
I've actually shared it with some other folks. And are you going to be in LA for XBiz, X3?
Yes. Yep. We'll be there for X3. So I think we fly in Monday, the 15th, or I think that's the day. And then we leave on Sunday of that week. Yes.
Okay. Are you going to AVN then or no?
So I haven't planned to go to AVN. I'm kind of waiting to see if I get nominated for the fan awards. If I do, then I'm probably going to scramble last minute. Got to walk that red carpet.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I look forward to seeing you in next month.
Yes, I cannot wait.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if Jizz Talking got nominated that I could wear my Jizz Talking hat and a suit
There you
and
go.
that would be these are available by the way at jizztalking.com. We'll sell those. Danny Black makes those up and they're just fantastic. So Lorenzo's with us. Lorenzo, how are we doing today?
Hey, doing good. And a special hello to Ruby Lynn.
Hello.
How are you? When you started your podcast, you did a thing about people that were over 40 females. What was that 40? Was that significant or something that you picked that age to do that?
Yeah, it actually is because something that I hate to say it, but it kind of gets to me sometimes is when people are considered MILFs, but really they're like 22. And so to me, a MILF signifies a look, a stature, an age. And that's just my opinion. I might get crucified for that. I don't know. Maybe I will. But I wanted to highlight those women and men over 40 in the industry, and in any capacity, so I've had studio producers, I've had medical experts like Jamie. I got lucky to have him on. And yeah, I just really wanted to highlight the older creators.
Okay. And it makes sense. Just that it and that age group is kind of limited also, compared to everyone that's coming in fresh. So you get a lot more experience
Right.
and you're talking. So it's been a pleasure to listen to your podcast.
Well,
Thank
thank
you.
you. I can't wait to have you on next
Yeah.
week.
It's gonna be fun.
Ruby, what is the name of your podcast so we can all can find it?
It is called the Granny Panty Podcast. It's
Okay.
on YouTube, and then same as you on Spotify, and then gets pushed out to all the other outlets.
You
I just
bet.
had my 1 year anniversary.
Okay, if you could give me, because what I'm going to do is, as I do a little show on James Bartholet's Roku channel called
Yeah.
Patrick Presents. Okay, so we're going to be doing a feature on adult stars, adult figures who use YouTube as a vehicle for their podcasts or their webinars or seminars or whatever they're doing. So if you can give me about a minute's worth of what you do and what your topic is and how you like doing it on YouTube, just go ahead.
Okay. So I chose YouTube because obviously I love being in front of the camera, and I think a lot of emotion comes through in facial, the way we present ourselves or say something. So I love YouTube. I interview creators over 40 or very close to it. I love the mature creators because they do bring that experience. They've been around the block a time or two, and I really wanted to highlight, especially highlight those iconic porn stars from the, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And so I've had a really good time doing that. And I like to bring information to the public that they might not understand in any other way. For instance, I was so lucky to have Jamie on to talk about MGen, because we got that information out there and share it. And so that's what I enjoy, is providing valuable, information.
Sounds good. All right. Well, hey, that just killed two birds with one stone. You see how I did that there. So now in a couple of weeks we'll have that on the Roku channel, and you'll be Roku famous.
Cool. Thank you.
Hey, let's swing things down to FLA, and Mickey Lynn is with us. Mickey, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. Sorry I've been MIA lately. Crazy, crazy. I miss you, Patrick.
Well, I saw your best friend the other day.
Oh, my wifey, my wifey.
Your wifey, I watched her get laid.
Nice. How was it? I seen that. She sent me the pictures.
I had our buddy Tim that comes to Exotic with me says his grandma always says, once you've seen sausage and ice cream being made, you're not going to want to have sausage or ice cream again. But
Nah.
it
Now
wasn't
you're
that
gonna see
bad.
it a whole different light. Porn now is a whole different light.
And it was a different deal, that's for sure. He's wanting to do some projects with some legends, so I will certainly give him your name down the road, because he wants to include me with some stuff, and then some definite legends in non-sex roles. But he's kind of
I'll
a
do it with you.
he's kind of at a non a name your own price type of thing with some of these things. So
Okay.
we'll get you there, and we'll get you a part of that. So he stopped shooting from, well, Saturday was his last, or Friday was his last day until April, because you don't want to battle Iowa weather. So he's tired of having models come to Iowa and get stranded in a snowstorm or whatever. And so anyway, that's the problem on that. So,
Very nice. Very nice.
and Mickey, did you meet Ruby at Exotica this last year?
No,
We
I didn't get to
didn't.
see her.
I
Where
wanted to,
was
but
she?
it was crazy.
No, it's very nice meeting you here. I always
Yes.
like to get to know everybody from here because it's a one-on-one and we don't have to, everything's loud and people are talking to everybody. So it's always
Yes.
good to meet you here and introduce myself.
I agree. Those events just, I feel my ADHD just goes crazy.
Oh, they call me squirrel when I'm there.
And I'm old, but it's like, turn down the fucking music. Oh my God. I mean, it's just,
Yes.
I mean, that shows my age, but oh man. Hey, Ian is with us. Ian's a newcomer to the group. Ian, welcome. Question for Ruby Ann.
It's a pleasure to be here. Ruby Ann, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Every day's a good day above ground. I am new to the group. If you look me up on Google, I look really good. I'm a lawyer and author, and this is my office behind me. But I know you're rather new to the adult entertainment. I never used the word porn, but I know you're new to it. What do you find some of the challenges that you face every day during filming?
Oh, yeah. So, my challenges tend to be like time management and just starting this business. You become proficient really fast in marketing, editing, technology, that kind of thing. So I would say for me, it's time management. That's a big challenge. Second is probably the stigma behind it.
Do you
You find
find
out
this?
really fast who loves you unconditionally.
Well, the thing is, I always found, and I go through last 40 years, since VHS came out, it takes a lot of to get behind the camera with all these people around you and literally just, you know, perform. How do you find that?
Easy. So I have always been very comfortable in front of the camera. In my vanilla life, way back in the early 2000s, I did infomercial work for a company. And that's way back when. I used to do a little bit of live hosting on Home Shopping Network. But I love to be in front of the camera as a participant in the swing lifestyle. My kink was always to be watched. So I haven't found it to be an issue at all. I thrive on it, and I love what I do.
That is fantastic. I wish you a lot of luck. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Same here.
You bet. Thank you so much, Ian. Great to have you along. We welcome you back. Next week, we have a surprise guest. I can't even tell you because we haven't even finalized the damn thing yet. She's just I think her name is Wishy-Washy, but no, it's, she's got schedules and she's got timing. Anyway, it's going to be a AVN Hall of Famer, a superstar from the 80s for sure. Maybe 70s, 80s, 90s today. She's still going strong. Anyway, we'll just surprise that on everybody next week. Erica, what's going on? Question?
Okay, yeah. A few moments ago, we were talking about stigma, and how have you dealt with it? I myself have been crucified. It's gotten me to the point where I don't want to do it anymore. And gotcha. I've gone to the point where it's like, no mas, you know, and then I come back. I miss a lot of people around here but yeah, I mean, it's an easier said than done type of thing.
Yeah.
How have you dealt with that?
So like I said, a better way of putting it is you find out who loves you conditionally. And so I've actually lost my son and daughter-in-law and three of my grandkids over this. There were a little bit of extenuating circumstances, but really this was used as the excuse. So I feel like I've had like the most severe loss. I grieved it just like a death. But also, I don't want to surround myself with people who stigmatize what I do for work. And it is a job, you know, something that a lot of people fail to understand is it's very contractual. You know, this collabs and everything is very contractual. And really how I've dealt with it is just, those aren't people I wanted in my life to begin with. Now, the banking stigma and all that's a whole different thing. I don't know if you're talking more of, you know, from a business side.
Yeah, that's a whole other avenue right there.
Yeah. But personally, I'm very out. Like if I meet someone on the plane and they're like, why are you going to New York City? And I'll be like, oh, you know, I'm going to promote my book. I don't just come right out with it. And then they're like, would you write a book? You know, I tell them I'm proud of what I do. And yeah, I just only surround myself with people that support me.
Well, here's the thing, ladies. I've been doing this 32 years. My son's 21 years old. And I tell them where I'm going, what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I tell them if they don't like what I'm doing, you can turn around and walk away. I don't watch. I don't reply to Facebook, Twitter, because they're all bullies. Just X them out of your life. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's just the way I look at things. Been doing this way too long to put up with that. So what I tell the new girls is, you know, just turn around and just walk with your head high and don't worry about what they say. It's your life. And that's it.
Right. Yeah, my other adult kids totally support it. I mean, we don't sit down at the dinner table and talk about how did that scene go? But in general, they completely support it. When we were outed, they're like, okay, A, we're not surprised. You've always been, you know, very with it. And B, are you, do you have a good business? Are you having fun? Are you safe? Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
My son goes with me to all the exoticas and everything. Right, Patrick?
And he's a good guy, too. That's for sure.
He boycotted Washington because he wanted to stay home and hang out with his friends.
Wow. There you go. I always say as long as as long as you're fucking me, funding me, or
Financing me, fucking
financing me
me, or
out,
feeding me. Yeah.
then yeah, leave me alone. So anyway, Adam is with us. Adam, go ahead. Question for Ruby Lynn.
Hello, good evening. First of all, I wanted to ask, you're talking about podcasting and being in the podcasting business for a year. That's not very long, really, because it's I know people that have been podcasting for a long time. But being a newer podcaster, what are you finding to be the initial challenges of being specifically a podcaster, and what do you find the most gratifying?
Challenges. Well, challenges are, learning through the process of elimination. Like, and I was talking to Patrick right before we went online is, like I have a website, rubylynn.com, but YouTube sees that as sexual, solicitation or whatever. So now I spent all this money to have this website built. And what am I using? Linktree. I am rubylynn.com, So that's been a challenge. I had a show recently deleted. I had a photographer on, David Corey with Angry Pony, and they deleted his episode because of his photography website. So that's totally been a challenge. It's been a challenge to get monetized. I'm still not monetized yet. But I'm close. I'm very close. Should be in the next month. But that's also been a challenge. As far as the podcast itself, personally, the challenge is that it's my passion. And when I first started and I had all these great guests lined up, and I got very fortunate because a lot of big names came on and were on my podcast. And I feel very lucky, that I was able to get them early on because I know that's a challenge for new podcasters too. What's your following? What's your viewership? Do I want to give it that time? But, so that's been a little bit of a challenge, trying to remind myself that technically I'm not making any money off my podcast. It's a passion project. So I have to be careful because there was like 2 months I didn't film any new solo content because I was having too much fun interviewing people. So yeah, I mean, a weird challenge, but
No, that makes
one
sense.
nonetheless.
Now, as far as I have to know, as being a former HSN host, as you mentioned before, I have to know, what is the silliest thing that you were ever asked to sell?
Oh, on HSN?
Yes.
I only repped one product. And so that company is the one that actually flew me all around to promote it.
Okay. Well,
Yeah, so it
thought I'd
wasn't a
ask that.
generalized.
Now, as far as your author books is concerned, and I know Patrick, of course, next month I'm lo really looking forward to having those authors on. I think that's going to be a great show too, just to tease that upcoming show. But what books have you written? And I'm not familiar with your career, so I'd like to hear about the books you've written.
Sure. So far I've written one, which is the Granny Panties. I guess I should put it upside or right side up. But it's how I made a fortune selling my worn undies. And I wrote that book for a couple different reasons. One is I get asked endlessly, how does a 53-year-old get into the adult creation business as a social worker? That was my former job. And I juggled both triple X and social work for 2.5 years. So I only just retired from social work in April of 2022. And I also wanted to write the book to empower women specifically at any age that whatever, wherever you're at in life. So my motivation to start selling my dirty panties was I wanted money to travel because a social worker doesn't make very much money. And I want to travel internationally and it's expensive and, yada, yada, yada. So I wanted to figure out a side hustle that would finance that. And so I also want to encourage people with my book to think outside the box, literally, about ways to make money, especially side hustles. Like that's the very cliche word you go on TikTok and everything's about a side hustle. But yeah, I mean, that's really why I wrote it. I intend to write more. I hope to release another book in 2024. I'll
Any
keep the
previews?
title to myself.
Any previews of the book that you'd like to share?
Previews? You mean like quotes from the book?
Or what are the books going to be about?
Yeah, so the current book is about how I started selling my panties. I failed miserably the first time I tried it, deleted my account, regrouped, said, I'm not looking at this in the right way. So I totally spun it to look at it as a business, not as a hobby, and then restarted in February of 2020. And it's just the progression. It's a lot of do's and don'ts. Don't make the same mistakes I did, because I totally had no idea what I was doing when I started. And then for future books, probably, you know, I'm going to expand on this. There might be, you know, some swinger lifestyle advice, things like that.
Now, were you in the lifestyle before you started selling your panties?
Yes, yes. My partner and I have been in the swing lifestyle since 2009 when we met.
Wow. Now, do you, is it more of a, do you swing with mostly your age group?
You know, not necessarily. We're all about the personality versus your age or how you look. It's like, are you going to be fun? You know, are we going to have a good time? And technically, since we started our business and it took off so crazy, I mean, we kind of pulled back. We had to pull back, you know, from that lifestyle COVID for one thing, you know, kind of shut everything down. So, yeah, we still participate. We still go to the monthly meet and greet here in Portland. We've known those people since 2009. You know, some have become really good friends. And yeah.
Yeah, just a quick story. You know, unfortunately, COVID really, the swinging group that I belong to, COVID really just tore through that group. There were a number of deaths, and that was really a very, you want to go to these people's funerals, but you can't.
Ah.
It's a really tragic situation because you can't explain why you're there. So, hey, I'm sorry, Patrick. That's an aside. Thank you again, Patrick, and thanks, Ruby, for being on the show.
Thank you. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, Adam. Alex is with us. Alex, I think Alex has an ideal title for the next book.
Yeah, I think I saw that pop up.
Alex, go ahead.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. But yeah, I heard that you were selling your panties, like granny panties or whatever, online. And I was just thinking, like, that's such a, like, an interesting, like, niche business. Have you ever thought about trying to pitch it to Shark Tank? And if so, like, how would you sell that to the sharks?
I have never thought about pitching it to Shark Tank. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I've never really watched Shark Tank, so I'm not sure how that works.
Did I never miss it?
I think one of the sharks was like the founder of HSN or QVC or something.
Could be.
Yeah. I can't remember.
I don't have much time for TV. I work 16-hour days, so I get up at 6 and I'm online hustling until 11 o'clock at night.
I hear that. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks. Good to meet you.
Let's unmute Ray over here. Ray's been gone for a while, but he's back. So, Ray, how are we doing today? Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey! I figured like I check in, say like I'm still alive, by the way. So, yeah, that's sort of like my reasoning behind this.
I was gonna nickname you Haley because we only see you about once every 75 years.
You know, I got to take care of the stuff outside the group. You know, sure. Paying the bills and whatnot.
Yeah. Question for Ruby Lynn.
To be honest, you know me. I'm like a fly on the wall. I'm just happy to listen.
All right.
But hi, Ruby. Nice to meet
you. Hello. Nice to meet you.
I'm enjoying the chat so far, so continue with the story. So,
all right.
If I have anything, I'll let you know. How about that?
All right, you raise your hand, bub.
I will raise my hand.
Charles had a rare absence last week, so we welcome Charles back.
Yeah, I think I had a card show last weekend, and this weekend I'm on vacation in New York, so I'm tuning in from New York, which I'm having an awesome time. I'm utterly exhausted, but I'm having a ball. But I wanted to, I love the business kind of marketing of this thing is, to me, brilliant. And the other thing I love is that I feel like this can be applied towards other areas.
Yeah,
and I don't know what my question is, but I like the fact that you kind of, you know, went in a different direction from your life, because I feel like I kind of want to do kind of something similar in 2024.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's been good. I mean, now, you know, there's definitely good days and bad days. I've certainly cried more over in the last couple of months. You know, there's the economy, it's slower, you know, that kind of thing. I've gotten Instagram accounts deleted, which were the primary driver to my OnlyFans. So there's definitely tough days.
What can I ask? Why did they delete your Instagram accounts?
Well, I lost my podcast Instagram, you guys, the Granny Panty podcast Instagram. They deleted it, and no reason why, no ability to appeal it. I'm sure because it was of adult nature, although, you know, my trailers are I'm very careful about that. And then I turned around and got my like second largest Instagram account with almost 250,000 followers. And I'm sure, you know, it was for sexual activity or whatever.
Content.
I did push the limit. I only blame myself on the big account deletion. I did push the limit. I did. I had 3 viral videos. And anytime you get a viral video over, you know, 3 million views, the trolls are out there. It's crazy.
Yeah. So... I was going to ask, because you said you worked in, okay, I'm sorry, I'm awake, but I'm not awake. And did you have a business background going into this? Or because you said you worked as a social worker, and I was like kind of curious as to, you know, it fascinates me that you kind of went a different path on your life.
Yeah, so I have a background. I have a degree in pre-med, and I have a degree in public health with an emphasis on community health education and communicable disease. And okay. So that's what my I didn't go to college till I was 41. So I'm kind of, you know, well,
good
late
for
to
you.
The game. But yeah, so I totally fell into, I've managed community health centers, you know, then fell into case management, social work for the Medicaid and homeless population. And
oh, okay.
It was really a burnout. You know, it's very,
I know,
big burnout. And yeah, I mean, I wanted to make extra money. Really, that was my primary driver.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been entrepreneurial. So I hate working.
I like the fact that in the background you have your panties hanging up.
Yeah, this is my podcast background. Yeah.
I just love it. I just thought that is a brilliant marketing thing.
All right, Charles, we'll appreciate
that.
Thank you so much for joining us as well.
Have a safe trip. By the time you get home, hopefully your Asia Carrera baseball will be at your house as well, too. So hopefully.
I hope so. Thank you for
doing
that.
New York City's my favorite city in the world so far.
What city?
New York City.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm having so much fun. I've been here like 20 years. I'm like, you know, and I was like, I need to go back. And my buddy's like, I'll put you up. And, you know, and I'm like tooling around the city. I'm like, you know, getting lost, but having fun. Like,
yeah.
So I hope your second favorite city is San Francisco, even though I see you're wearing a Seahawks jersey.
I would say my second favorite city. I love LA. I love the vibe. I love the sun.
LA, I like to visit, but I went to college there, and it's like, I wouldn't stay there like for an extended period of time, but I do like to go visit there.
Gotcha. Well, don't come to Portland. It's a pit. Just saying.
Actually, I would like to
visit. I hate it here.
I would love to visit Seattle, because my mom was from Seattle, and I've never had a chance to like really kind of check out the city.
Cool.
So.
We had a.
But thank you again for joining us.
You bet.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. We had a fun time when we were in Portland a few years ago. We had to catch up with some old friends. I know that at that time, Sharon Mitchell lived there. And so then, and also Mike Horner lives there. So one night we just went out for supper, and I met Sharon and Mike out for supper and had a nice time out there. And
that's awesome. Yeah. During COVID with the rioting and everything, it really destroyed the city.
Yeah, we were kind of down in not that area, but around that area. And another thing was to prove that age is just a number. I was on set this weekend or on Friday, and I stopped by the girls' house, you might say, Victoria Peaks was there. Amy Quinn was there. And then this lady here, Desiree Eden, is 76 years old.
I love it.
And she's it. She was on the phone with her husband. She says, I get to have a threesome tonight. And you can hear him go, yes. So anyway, the deal on that. And Amy, of course, is always nice. And Victoria, she has such a nice personality as well. She, you see what happened with, she signed, John Long. He was the performer there, and then had a bunch of photos signed by Victoria. So anyway, we'll be putting those up on the site here down the road, and you can purchase one of those. So let's switch things back over to Eric. He's in the car. Looks like he's all buckled in.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of the house for a little bit. That's why I got out of there for a little bit.
Oh, good.
Waiting for my wife outside the store because I just getting bored being cooped up so much. Just want out.
You bet.
So yeah, to see for Victoria. So you a social worker for homeless? I know. I don't know if it's just as bad, worse as it up there. Like I see on some YouTube videos as it is down here in L.A.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Ruby. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Even the mayor down here is trying to clean up those RV parks, but it's parked along the street right down there. And the real problem, sewage, like human waste or urine, their waste and whatever. Sometimes they dump them in the streets, and that gets real. I guess it can get real bad there.
Yeah.
Even under the freeway now, where one caught fire underneath there, and now they got to do something to break down those people, lease them out to contract people there for storing this or storing that. So yeah, so you were a social worker, okay. So if you like LA a lot, well, LA's got its good and its bad parts, so that's all I can say about it.
I used to live
in Van Nuys too, so I know what living in San Fernando Valley's like too there, right?
And you're right. I only when I'm down there, I'm doing a media tour or whatever, and so I'm always in the really nicer areas, so I get that. I haven't experienced real LA yet.
Yeah. We did one in front of our hotel. Guy just
Ruby.
Took a
Ruby, are you going to X3?
I am. I'll be there.
Oh, good, good. I'll be there. Me and Victoria will be there.
Perfect. I can't wait to see you ladies.
Mm-hmm. Ruby, let's talk a little bit about your podcast and who are some upcoming guests or upcoming features that you have coming up.
Yeah, so the podcast is awesome. I have, next weekend, I'm interviewing Lorenzo and Casey. I can't wait. We've been trying to make that happen literally for probably 6 to 9 months. So I'm excited about that. I am just starting to book my January podcast guests. I actually took December off because I had such a backlog and I wanted to get those shows posted. But I made an exception because Lorenzo and Casey are hard to get at the same time. So, yeah. I know for January, I am going to have a professional cash master on, someone I've personally known for probably 15 years, and hear about, his business and all the idiosyncrasies of that. So right now, that's one person I have booked.
The last show of this year, which is next week, next Sunday. And then we take the holidays off, and then we come back the first show of the new year, January 7th. Those are to be announced. I want two bigger, and I shouldn't say big stars, because to me, everybody's a big star. But I really, when I started this thing up, I started during COVID, and I wanted to have people who were making money online on OnlyFans and all the platforms. I wanted to give them a voice so they weren't losing money. And so I wanted to keep them in front of the camera. Then I thought, well, I got this going. Why don't I'll cash in a few chits on people who I know and can get this ball rolling. So I had a ton of Golden Age stars on. Erica was on. Mickey was on. Of course, Lorenzo and Keith were on a little later. But three of my guests have already died. And so I had Kay Parker on, I had Herschel on, and another Alicia, somebody help me out. But anyway, I had her on, and she, Alicia Rio, and she died too. So,
oh my God.
It's terrible that, they're getting older. And I was talking to Dave at Private Society, and he was naming all these names. I said, they're dead. Oh, yeah, they're dead. They're dead. No, he's not able to leave. And, he wanted all these people to help him out on the show. And mm-hmm. so anyway, it's, you got to get these people now, or you run a risk of not getting them at all. And
I was just looking at my calendar. So my interview with Jesse Sage, who was the first full service sex worker that I've interviewed, that releases tomorrow. Then I'm going to do a release on the, 30th, I think, which is my 1 year. I'm going to do a 1 year recap. And then for January, I've got Lucy Hart. That episode's coming out. And who else? I've got Will Ryder. I interviewed Will Ryder, iconic director, producer. That is coming out for January. So that's exciting. But yeah, some great episodes.
Excellent. Excellent. Anyway, let's go back to Adam for another question. Adam, go ahead.
Yes. You were talking about, am I okay?
You bet.
Okay. You were talking about banking before, and there was a 3-page huge feature in the New York Times just a couple weeks ago about adult performers' complete inability to get banking services in general of any kind. Have you had a problem with getting banking services, just basic banking services? And if so, do you, what kind of frustrations have you might have experienced in this area?
So luckily, knock on wood, I have not had any issues, but I also use a local credit union and they know me as a social media manager and online. So I haven't had any issues, thank God, with that.
That's interesting because I have suggested, because I know a number of people in the industry who have had huge issues, mm-hmm. have had Wells Fargo accounts closed. Yep. And it's a real issue. And, I never think about credit unions. And in certain parts of the country, there are lots of credit unions that mm-hmm. you can join just by living in a certain area. LA, it's different. So that's something interesting to look into. So I'm glad you mentioned that. And thanks again, Patrick.
You bet. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to add one of my things when I was looking for a credit union, because the first business bank account that I did have, they did not use SWIFT codes. And so people don't realize if you have a credit union that doesn't have a SWIFT code, you cannot accept international payments. So for instance, like wires. And the reason I changed to another larger credit union in my area was because they actually do use SWIFT codes. And for instance, one of the campsites that I work with, they all do payments in wires. So that's always something I remind people, make sure to look and ask that they actually can accept wire payments.
Yeah. And if you came off as a social media manager type, then you were just helping somebody set something up not a big deal there. So let's go to Lorenzo with a question. Lorenzo, go ahead. Question for Ruby Lynn.
Yeah, Ruby. There's a couple of people in the industry that are always pleasant all the time. And people don't realize how hard it is to do what you do physically, mentally, and everything, but always come off, no matter what, as a pleasant individual. And this is something that you do all the time. What is your stress reliever for, handling what's really going on sometimes, that the public doesn't see?
My stress reliever. I cry a lot. I get asked this question actually quite often, and I always tell them there really is no different from Ruby and my legal name person. So I really am, what you see is what you get. I guess I used to call it WYSIWYG. I am, pretty much always happy and bubbly. Like I said, there are days that I'm just like, I just want to beat my head against the wall. My stress relief, luckily I was able to hire an assistant earlier this year. And if I'm really, really stressed, I will ask her to take over answering some emails or doing something, that kind of thing. And so that's been helpful. But really, as far as hobbies, I don't really have that much time, but I do love to binge watch TV series, hence Yellowstone. I think I watched the whole series coming home from Miami XBiz. And so I like that. I love to read self-help books. I know that probably doesn't seem very relaxing, but honestly, if I am just fried brain dead, I will lay on the couch and scroll TikTok for an hour.
All right. Sounds great. I will invite you to, and I'll make sure you get the link for our author's night. It's going to be in January. I'll get you the date later. Everybody who is going to be a active part of that has written a book about the adult entertainment industry or about themselves. Or also, I've invited, and I don't have the book. The books are downstairs. When I was taping a edition of Patrick Presents on the Roku channel, I went through and named a bunch of names had some clips from some authors. So Richard Pacheco will be a part of that. Kathy Brown. We'll see if we can't roust up Seika to be on and a couple other folks that have written books, autobiographies or biographies. So, and there's a new one by Tom Byron out that Mike Sager has written. It's Tom really didn't have much to do with it. Mike just did the research on Tom and he's going to be doing that. So I'll see if I can't reach out to Mike or Tom and see if they'd be a part of the show too. So
cool. I can think of like two more you didn't even mention.
Oh, who's that?
Jennifer Steele wrote, okay. I had her on my podcast and she wrote a book about her experience with Ron Jeremy. And who was the other one? It just went out of my head. I'll think about it in a second.
I know Lisa Ann's not going to be on and a couple of upper echelon. Christie's book is out of print, so she's probably not going to be on, but and anyway, she does her live show on.
Oh, Vic Legina, who I'm going to have on my show, I think in January, he just wrote Filthy.
Nice. So, and don't forget, starting in January, our show is going to be moved back an hour. So if you tune this in at 7 o'clock Eastern time, it's going to be 8 o'clock Eastern time because Sean Elliott has to eat supper first. Isn't that what he said? I'm getting him right during supper time. So anyway, whatever. James, back with us. James, another question for Ruby Lynn.
I just want to say, I don't remember reading something on Twitter. There was an exchange that was going on whenever you had posted something with you and Beth. And like I said, I keep going back to Beth because she's one of my favorite people. But somebody got real nasty on there and there was a big exchange going on. And I was just wondering, how do you handle the bullies on social media like that?
I don't. I ignore them. I can't even remember. What was that? Do you remember what that was about?
It was, well,
somebody, was it about the stepmom niche?
It was something about somebody had insulted Beth, calling, well, because of her age and everything. And it's just one of these young punks,
right?
But I was just wondering, how do you handle those type of people like that?
They absolutely do not bother me. I would say the only tweet I ever got upset about was when another performer that I looked up to subtweeted me after I'd post something, a picture with a performer and mentioned the step, that my stepsons are hotter than yours type of thing. And that subtweet came out literally minutes after. So I knew it was about me. That's the only time I got really fired up. And funny enough, Beth and I were in the same room when that came through and I lost my shit. I was just so pissed. And she is like, wait, now just think about it. Don't give her the power. I'm like, okay, you're right. You're right.
And so, yeah, well, Beth definitely always has the upper hand. I mean, she's that quick-witted. I remember, I think that she said to the guy, said, well, I'll always get more pussy than you do.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's exactly right. But No, I really ignore them. I welcome that kind of stuff because engagement is engagement.
Right.
And so if it's something I want to just, I call it toy with. Like, I just want to egg them on. I might answer, but for the most part, I just ignore it. Wait till you have a viral video on Instagram Holy heck. Talk about trolls. I made it to some big rap website once because of one of my my titty shaking videos, and it was brutal. I just laughed. I even posted in there, "Hey, I'm here."
Right.
That happened to us twice. Our podcast got featured on two different podcasts, some assholes just making shit out of us. And, the only bad publicity,
Yes, Alex, yes.
the only bad publicity is an obituary. So anything else, you're good to go. And if it gets too bad, I'd call Mickey Lynn and she'd bring the heat. Mickey, go
Go. There you go.
Yeah.
I love that.
Go ahead, Mickey.
Hey, Ruby, I have a question because I did arrive fashionably late. When did you get into the business?
February of 2020, so before COVID.
Okay, and what was the first thing that you did? Just selling your panties? Is that what that was?
Yes, I had attempted to do that in the fall of 2019 and failed miserably. So I deleted it. I was like, eh. And then January of 2020, went on vacation with my partner, and I'm like, you know what? I think there's potential here, but we got to look at this from a different, perspective. And so then came back from vacation, and yeah, February,
Okay,
I rebranded, made a new account.
so you do OnlyFans.
I do.
Okay, what? How do you see the adult industry from when I did it and Ginger did it and Sharon Mitchell did it? How do you see the difference in now than then?
So how I see it, and also this comes from talking with those ladies. I've talked to Julia Ann and Ginger and Christy and a lot of the iconic stars from, Will Ryder even when we talked the other day. I see it like they see it. So they said back in the day, it was this big production. You were on set, and you can confirm if this is how you feel too. I'm curious. That it was like this big, like electricity and this buildup and the flirting and like maybe more authentic than it is in this day and age because it's become this contractual thing to make the scene and market it and sell it. And so that's kind of how I see it as well. When I look at the older content, VHS stuff, DVD versus now, I'm not saying that either one is better or worse. But I think it's definitely different. And I feel like back then, of course, you didn't have the volume. Now it's just anybody can make an OnlyFans. I mean, the
My
lunch lady at school.
next question is, what would you do if Twitter and Facebook and Instagram accounts would go and they would just take it all away? How would you live?
How would I live? Well, I feel like I'm headed that way. Instagram hates me. And
I know.
that's what drives most of my business, subscribers. I would most likely find other outlets to market myself that aren't social media or other social media. Like I'm trying out a couple different social media platforms right now that aren't widely known. It's a slow build, but history shows if you get in early enough on these platforms, that you will eventually be at the top. So that's what I'm hoping. But I think if Instagram and Twitter were gone, and they could be, or I could be gone from them by them deleting me, I would just need to look at other avenues of marketing myself. So maybe I would make a DVD, start selling things that way.
Yeah, that was my when I always talk to the ladies and I ask them those two questions, I just simply say you need to learn how to survive outside of the world of the internet. I mean, I'm from the 90s, so I had to work for everything I had. So if it was to go away, that's why I don't worry about social media that much. That's why I'm not, I mean, I don't post on there a lot and stuff like that. So that is my main concern for a lot of these girls and new girls coming into the industry is what would happen to them. And I tell them you need to save and figure out what you're going to do.
Right. Have a good, have a definite B and C plan. That's for sure. I would definitely, you know, do a lot more in person, like exoticas and that kind of stuff, like get in front of your fans, a lot more studio work, which is my goal for 2024 is I have a few select studios that I would like to work with. So I've done a studio shoot before, but I've mostly chosen to self-produce, but 2024, I think I'm going to branch out.
Yeah, that's what me and my girlfriend, I'm in the process. We're going to be shooting a feature film, and that's how we're going to market it. We're going to go outside of the box. So I just figured, yeah, that's why I asked that question. But I really do look forward to meeting you, and it was a pleasure talking to you. And,
likewise.
You know, I hope I get to, you know, get to know you better. But good
likewise.
Luck. I really wish you luck.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you in LA next month.
Yep, me and Victoria Peaks will be there. We'll be calling Patrick at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we'll be chasing Lorenzo into the restroom.
Yeah.
Are you going to X3, Lorenzo?
No.
No, I won't be at X3. I won't be running from them into the bathroom.
X3.
You know. But I'll definitely see you in Chicago, definitely.
I hope.
Okay. Yeah.
And when you gotta go, you gotta go. So
I got Casey.
Ruby, how how many subscribers do you have on your Facebook or on your YouTube channel now?
Last time I looked, it was like 7,200.
Okay. I can't believe you're not monetized yet. What's the holdup?
You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, I didn't get a ton of views when you're a brand new podcast. And, you know, no one knew who I was. But as time goes on, I get more views.
Okay. My views are no problem. I'm at 786 people. I need 1,000.
Oh, right.
I got to get that 1,000 minimum. Then I used to make money on Anchor, but then they threw the carrot down the fucking path.
Same.
And so now I don't make any money there because I don't have enough constant people. So
yeah, mine is retention watch hours, you know, but yeah. I'm right. I should hit it by the end of the month.
Sure. Okay, great. Jamie, another question to start to wind down the show here. Another question for Ruby Lynn.
No real question. I do want to say, though, Ruby is every bit as lovely in person as she has been on this podcast. I think something that wasn't mentioned with her public health and social work background, Ruby serves on the medical advisory panel board for PASS, the organization that oversees the health and wellness and testing standards of the industry that I serve as medical director on. So Ruby is on that panel. So she brings her extensive background, you know, into adult to really help other folks out in the industry to stay healthy and well.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Erica,
it's an honor to be on that board. I was, you know, very honored to get offered that position.
We're so happy to have you.
Sure. Erica, any of your last words of wisdom for Ruby Lynn?
Last words of wisdom. Yeah, it was nice meeting you, and I'll probably run into you next month. Looks like he'll probably be there too as well. So
yay.
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Likewise.
Now, Ruby, do you have a Pinterest channel?
No Pinterest.
Wow. Even Jizz Talking is on Pinterest. Jizz Talking. Because, you know, you got to share those recipes, those porno
recipes. Yeah.
I got the best pancake recipe in the world right up there on Pinterest. So you want to check it.
Well, Hustler posted my margarita, my signature margarita recipe.
There you go. Well, you join Pinterest as the granny panties, and then you put that on my Pinterest board, and we'll knock
there you go.
Out. So anyway, again, Ruby Lynn at iamrubylynn.com. So happy to have you on tonight.
Thank you so much. This was so fun.
It is. It's a group effort, and it really is. I truly mean that. It's ours. It's not just mine. It's ours. Anyway, you can, again, check her out at iamrubylynn.com. That's Lynn with an E on the end of it. Don't forget, you can check our page out at www.jizztalking.com. We're on Twitter at jizztalking, Instagram at jizztalking, Facebook at jizztalking, Pinterest at Jizz Talking. Get those recipes up there. Share some shit. And a board, whatever you do in that fucking thing. And then don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@JizzTalking. Next week, we are going to have a surprise guest you won't want to miss out. You'll want to get here early. You'll want to get your name on the board. And you'll want to be here to talk to my special guest. And until next week, we'll see you then.